Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Megabank launches NFC-based contactless payment system through its cards. Klarna expands its Buy Now Pay Later service to in-store shopping at all Australian retailers. Viber to launch chatbot payments feature in the Philippines. WHP Global launches WHP Plus, a full-service e-commerce platform for consumer brands. Merchants can now receive unlimited payments through Paytm Wallet at 0% fee. Uber, Bond brand loyalty partner to bring last-mile on-demand delivery ahead of holiday rush. Zalando selects AWS as its preferred cloud provider. Now let's get started. Megabank launches NFC-based contactless payment system through its cards. Megabank Nepal has launched an NFC-based contactless payment system through its cards. The Tap and Pay system allows customers to make payments at contactless-enabled POS terminals without inserting the card. When a user taps the card on a contactless card reader, the card communicates data to the reader to initiate and complete the transaction using the NFC technology. According to the central bank's regulations, payments of up to US$17 can be made without entering a PIN if the POS terminal is capable of accepting contactless payments. This can also depend on the acquirer's conditions in regards to the PIN requirements. Klarna expands its Buy Now Pay Later service to in-store shopping at all Australian retailers. Klarna has expanded its Buy Now Pay Later service to in-store shopping at all Australian retailers. To use the Klarna in-store service, customers have to add a Klarna Visa card into a digital wallet on Apple iPhone, Apple Watch or any Android device and then make a contactless payment. The total amount of the bill will then be automatically split into equal installments. As an extra incentive, Klarna is also offering free valet parking at any of the 9 Westfield centers in Australia that offer this service, to any Klarna customer who spends AUD 150 in any of the center's stores. Viber to launch chatbot payments feature in the Philippines. Viber has announced the launch of its chatbot payments feature in the Philippines, allowing users to make payments via the messaging app. The company stated that the new feature is being launched in partnership with the local telco Globe. The chatbot payments feature enables Viber users to purchase products and services from merchants and accept payments through the app. Via the partnership with Globe, users can also check out and order from small food businesses through the Food PH bot. The company informed that the service also aims to simplify the remittance sending process for Filipinos living overseas, allowing them to send money to their families in the Philippines in the same manner that they send text messages. WHP Global launches WHP Plus, a full-service e-commerce platform for consumer brands. WHP Global has launched WHP Plus, a new direct-to-consumer digital e-commerce platform, with full e-commerce operations including technology, data science, analytics, and more. According to the press release, WHP Plus allows brands to engage directly with their consumers and deliver all product categories into one offering. WHP Global and other brands working with WHP Plus will be able to benefit together with their network of licensees, vendors, partners, and consumers as they enjoy a curated, customer-centric digital experience. Moreover, the first brand to launch on the digital platform WHP Plus is WHP Global's women's fashion brand, Anne Klein. AnneKlein.com will be the primary online destination for Anne Klein collections and will offer exclusive pieces in the women's ready-to-wear, accessory, watch, eyewear, handbag, footwear, plus size and petite clothing categories. The WHP Plus platform was architected in partnership with RMW Commerce Consulting and utilizes the services of technology and logistic partners around the world. Merchants can now receive unlimited payments through Paytm Wallet at 0% fee. Paytm has announced that merchants can now receive unlimited payments through Paytm Wallet at 0% fee, along with UPI and RuPay cards. Merchants will no longer require multiple QRs at their counters. All they need is Paytm all-in-one QR to accept payments from Paytm Wallet, Paytm UPI, or any other UPI app. The company continues to offer collateral-free loans under the Merchant Lending Program in Paytm for Business app. Its algorithm determines the creditworthiness of the merchant based on his daily transactions and arrives at a pre-qualified loan offering. Loan repayment is primarily collected from the merchant's daily settlement with Paytm, and there are no prepayment charges on these loans. In recent months, Paytm has invested heavily in driving financial inclusion for merchants across India. The move will be a big boost for SMEs, Kirana merchants, wholesale traders, retailers and freelancers in the quest to accelerate the growth of digital and mobile payments across the country. The total number of merchants who rely on Paytm for payment services has already crossed the 17 million mark. Uber, Bond brand loyalty partner to bring last mile on-demand delivery ahead of holiday rush. Uber has introduced Uber Direct, a new and operationally efficient way for Canadian retailers to manage their delivery process, reach their customers, and deliver right to their doorstep. According to the press release, the initiative comes to support e-commerce and fulfillment operations before the holiday season. Uber also announced its collaboration with Bond Brand Loyalty to bring a new purchase and redemption experience to brands and their clients' millions of reward program members. The solution that leverages Uber Direct's technology allows retail e-commerce and loyalty program operators to meet customers' rising expectations for fast and convenient delivery. Customers who make purchases or redeem loyalty points for rewards can have their items delivered within hours versus days via traditional delivery methods. Furthermore, Uber Direct builds upon Uber Eats' recent expansion into grocery and convenience store delivery. Retailers and manufacturers can now leverage Uber's technology as an operationally efficient way to move goods between locations and into the hands of customers. With the scale and reliability of Uber, Bond is setting a new standard of fulfillment and delivery, connecting the last mile of e-commerce with loyalty. Zalando selects AWS as its preferred cloud provider. Zalando has selected Amazon Web Services, AWS, as its preferred cloud provider, running all of its machine learning workloads on the world's leading cloud. According to the press release, Zalando, which offers lifestyle and fashion products to more than 35 million customers across 17 countries, will use AWS's machine learning services to innovate faster and offer a more personalized online shopping experience. In addition to machine learning, Zalando is using AWS technologies in analytics, compute, database, networking, serverless, storage, and more to transform the company into a more data-driven organization, optimizing critical business functions such as supply chain management, pricing, marketing, and customer care. Moreover, AWS's machine learning services will enable Zalando to improve the customer experience by reducing the time it takes to design, launch, and scale new features for its e-commerce platform. Using Amazon SageMaker to build, train, and deploy machine learning models quickly, and Amazon EMR to capture, store, and analyze large volumes of data, Zalando's engineering teams can use customer purchase data to create personalized shopping features like individual product and size recommendations and to predict a customer's future outfit preferences. Furthermore, by working with AWS, Zalando can develop and implement new customer applications faster, such as creating digital avatars that allow customers to virtually try on clothes, and delivering a customer experience that enables shoppers to see which outfits fit them best without trying them on physically. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.